Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Under the chapter of Iqtisad fil Ibadah, on having moderation in doing one's ibadah, there is one hadith that we need to complete. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qal, بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب إذ هو برجل قائم فسأل عنه فقالوا أبو إسرائيل نذر أن يقوم في الشمس ولا يقعد ولا يستظل ولا يتكلم ويصوم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مروه فليتكلم وليستظل وليقعد وليتم صومه رواه البخاري. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہما narrates that while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering a khutbah, a sermon, he noticed a man standing and asked regarding him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the khutbah and there was a person that was standing on one side. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked regarding this person. The sahaba had said that he is Abu Israel. He took a vow to stand in the sun and not to sit down. So now this person had taken a vow to do certain things. So here we learn from this hadith also that when a vow is taken, it should be taken if and when a person takes in a vow for something that is good, something that is necessary, not a person unnecessarily taken. It should be taken for something that is ibadat. And ibadat is something that is maqsood fi nafsihi. In itself, it is desired. For example, a person makes 2 rakats of salat. Salat is something that is desired in itself. So now there is no problem if a person reads salat. Person reads salat and he extends that salat also, because salat in itself is desired. But wuzu in itself is not something that is desired. Wuzu is actually a gateway for salah. Wuzu is a gateway for tilawat of Quran. It's a doorway to achieve that. So there in wuzu, a person doesn't take extra time very long in his wuzu. He makes his wudu necessary because it's fi nafsihi, in itself is not something that is maqsood, is not something that is desired. It's just a doorway towards ibadat. For a person to make tawaf also, he needs to have wuzu. So this wuzu is just a doorway for many, many ibadats. Therefore, a person doesn't prolong. But in the ibadat itself, like the person that is making tawaf, now if he makes many tawafs, he takes his time with the tawaf also, that is an ibadat fi nafsihi maqsood. There is no harm if a person takes long, he prolongs it. In fact, it is encouraged also. Similarly, when a person reading Quran, a person reads long ayat of Quran, he takes his time, because it's something that's desired in itself, it's something that should be done. Like that with a person salat, etc. So anyway, this incident where this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given a khutbah, there was one man that was standing in the sun. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked about him. So they said, Sahaba said that this is Abu Israel. He took a vow to stand in the sun and not to sit down, and not to take shade, and not to speak, and he took a vow to fast perpetually. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, go and tell him to speak, tell him to take shade, tell him to sit down, but tell him he must complete that vow he took as far as fasting is concerned. Why? Because to stand in the shade, there's no ibadat. It's not ibadat in itself, it's not something that's desired. If Allah Ta'ala had given us a nice tree here, and it's beautiful shade here, now to go deliberately and stand in the sun is not something that's ibadat. When you got shade, then use the shade. You got a fan, then use the fan. Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with an air condition. He must use it when it's hot, not that he's wasting. But when it's hot, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with it, then he should use it. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us something very important, that moderation in ibadat, something that Allah Ta'ala hasn't made an ibadat. For example, if we got warm water and it's a cold day, person say, no, today I'm going to make wuzu in very cold water. I want to get extra sawab. It's not something that's desired in itself. Allah Ta'ala has given you warm water, use the warm water. Allah Ta'ala has given you a jersey and it's cold, use that jersey. Because it's not an ibadah to remain cold. It's not an ibadah to not use warm water. It's not an ibadah to stand in the sun. So from this hadith, we learn so many beautiful things, that those things that Allah Ta'ala has made ibadat, yes, you put yourself into that. So therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that he must sit down. There isn't such a thing to stand is an ibadat. Now you must start standing for long periods. So you sit down. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that he must take shade, because there isn't such a thing that to expose yourself to the sun is extra ibadat. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him to speak, because there isn't such a thing that I'm not going to speak to anybody now. This is an ibadat for me not to speak to anybody. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, but as far as that is desired in Sharia, fasting is something that is desired, that you continue. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this hadith teaches a great distinction, that That which Allah Ta'ala hasn't made as an ibadat, don't go into those things and try and make things difficult for yourself. Make things easy for yourself. Because if you make it easy for yourself, then what will happen is there will be a continuity. Person will have istiqamat. He'll be able to do it for longer periods of time. Why now? Because now he's not so difficult upon himself. And if he makes it difficult upon himself, he's not going to get extra sawab for standing in the sun. He's not going to get extra sawab for not talking to anybody at all. And the only thing that will happen, he'll make it difficult for himself. And very shortly, he'll have to give it up. Our Akabir and elders give an example of soda water. Soda water, you find that when you first open it, it's got a lot of gas. It's got a lot of gas, a lot of josh. Even if you shake that bottle, that thing will start shooting up. And after a very short period of time, you see, that josh becomes hosh, completely dead. No gas left in it. There's no life left in it. So when a person goes into extremes, then that's what happens. Initially, he'll have a lot of josh. And very, very shortly, it'll be hosh, completely gasless. No gas left in it. And a cool drink, yes, no enjoyment. That's exactly what happens in deen. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it the point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf, especially in this time of fitna and fasad. And try and come early for the Jummah salah and take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah in dua. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.